Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new.
Michael Shakespeare, and you are with me. I'm live in the studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. PSM Live is on the air with Prophetic Perspectives, and we are praising God for another day's journey. Praise the Lamb of God that the Lord has given us, has blessed us to see. And if you're listening to my voice, it's evident that God has blessed you also. No matter where my voice is heard, oh my goodness, down in Africa, up in the UK, no matter where my voice is heard, from California to Maine, from Maine to Florida, from Florida, praise the Lamb of God, all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and over in Mexico, I want you to know that our God is God, and our God is real. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank and praise God for all that he is to us. What an exciting week we had last week down in Atlanta, Georgia. Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Oh, my goodness. Bishop Morton preached the walls down. Joseph Walker preached the walls down on Wednesday night. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Everybody was talking about that one. Praise God. Oh, Jackie McCullough. Friday night, that one with that raspy voice. Oh, my God. But what a word. What a word. What a word. Pastor Oliver, Craig Oliver, in the pastor session doing his thing. Praise the Lamb of God. The women's division had their thing. The music division had their thing going 6-1. I tell you, it's too much to handle. One person couldn't go to it all. Praise the Lord. I think Bishop Morton went in all of them, though. In and out, checking them out. Praise the Lamb of God. But it was wonderful. Full house. People attended very, very well, and we thank and praise God for all that he is and took us safe, gave us favor every step of the way. Hallelujah. That's when you know God, which is favor will follow you. Favor will go before you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God, hallelujah, for his favor. From the moment I prepared to go until I stepped foot back in this house, favor was on my head. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Somebody just gave me their rent a car. Said, don't rent no car. Take my keys. I'm not even driving the car. People of God, God will do it. God will do it for you. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Praise the Lamb of God. I see we got some intercessors popping in on us here. Let me see. This look like my granddaughter. Could be my other one, though. Let me see which one it is. Is this your twin?
This is your granddaughter.
Granddaughter off her honeymoon. She on the radio.
granddaughter off honeymoon because husband is in Detroit.
Oh, honeymoon. The honeymoon hideout. How are you doing, Shatwan?
I am doing wonderful. I got a testimony.
She said she got a testimony. Praise the Lamb. I got about two or three of them. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Isn't God good?
Yes,
you
want
to tell your testimony now, you're going to wait a little while. What you want to do?
Whenever you're ready for me to tell it.
We got testimonies circulating through the air here. We got testimonies. Y'all better go run and tell somebody. Shake a leg, shake a tree. Tell them the prophet is on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell them it is showtime and it's going down right here where we are. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, people of God, I know y'all miss me. I know I was gone. Oh, y'all just
yes,
a little adorable
you.
Babies.
We miss
oh, my
you.
Goodness gracious. The prophet missed you all, too, but sometimes I got to go get my gas tank refilled. Hallelujah. I got to hear somebody preach, teach, and lecture. And I got to take it all in and pray and do that kind of thing, too, now. Praise the Lamb of God. I can have the throwback at you all. Y'all don't want me to keep running on empty? Come on now, children. Be nice. Be nice. Praise the Lamb. Shake a tree. Inbox a friend. Tell somebody, praise the Lamb of God. This is on and popping today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I bless God for each of you that's chiming in. I know Tuesdays is like Monday around here. So we are just moving slow at the junction, but it's coming on. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you all, I was witnessing, praise, this is my testimony. This is my, give me my testimony. This is my testimony here, Shatwan. I was witnessing coming and going and coming. When I was en route to Atlanta, the people in the airport, praise the Lamb of God, I had an opportunity to witness to two of the TSA people, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm telling you the truth, right there in the airport, my goodness gracious, yes, Lord, they were converting and coming over, praise the Lamb of God, to give God their hearts and their souls, praise the Lamb. And then coming back, another TSA person, praise the Lamb, just came over and started talking to me. I started prophesying to her. She said, how did you know that? You're one of them. You're one of them. I said, watch your mouth now. Watch what you call me.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I said, I'm a prophet of God. That's all I am. Hallelujah. She said, oh, my goodness. How did you know all of that about me? I just kept on talking, kept on, Lord, before I knew it, the woman then went through security with me. She then went through security scan with me, her and another lady, and they walking, going to the train, to get on the tram, to go to my gate with me. I said, don't you all know y'all don't supposed to be following me. I'm telling you, that woman, she was, oh, my God. I understood what Jesus was telling them when he told them, no man, please, don't be broadcasting this, because this chick was just on 10, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. And then finally I said, well, you in church, aren't you an evangelist? This chick ran around the airport. I'm telling you the truth. All you got to do is God's will. Just do his will. Speak what he speaks. And the manifestation will come forth. Praise the Lamb of God. Gets on the airplane. And the guy tell me, he said, you know what I'm going to do? Since you're a little tall, I'm going to put you in a row by yourself so you can stretch
out.
Praise
God. Praise the Lord.
But just before the plane takes off, they open up. They had to let this lady on who had missed her prior flights in other airports and what have you because of a storm or something, wherever she was. And she wind up sitting on the road with me. The woman was sick, coughing, all of this. And I wind up nursing, being her nurse. I had to take off my suit coat and put it on her. I had to give her Tylenol out of my bag. I had to, I'm telling you, just the whole nine yards, the whole nine yards. And then she's laying there, and I'm thinking she's asleep, and she pops up, and she look at me, and she said, you an angel, aren't you? You an angel. I can feel it. I said, woman, if you don't let her. I thought that lady, if you don't lay your head back over there in that window and go to sleep, don't be hollering out on this plane, I'm an angel, you're going to give me Ramshack. I tell you, it was a funny trip. I mean, people of God, I got to the hotel. They had sold out of rooms. They had oversold the rooms. The general manager, the salesperson, sales manager, the desk clerks, all of them was right there together, right? When I got through talking to them and blessing and this, that, and another, do you know what the general manager told the lady at the desk? He said, bump somebody else and get that man a room.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm talking about in an overbooked hotel at the
Hyatt. God would do.
God opened that door for me. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. I wind up in a junior suite. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all said this is Testimony Tuesday. I believe I'll testify while I have a chance. Then got there. And my friend, that's pastoring, had rented a car, and I was out near the airport. He said, Shakespeare, take my car and come back and forth as you please. There's the parking ticket for in and out, this, that, or another. You just drive the wheels straight on off this car. He said, because I ain't going nowhere.
Look at God.
He said, they rented it for me. I ain't going nowhere. I got from the airport here, and they ain't moved since I've been here. Gave me the keys to it. Brand new car. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you all? God will show you favor.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Wherever you at, if you just will be obedient and do what he tell you to do, he'll show you favor. Praise God. I'm telling you. All right. I'm gonna give it a break because I can testify all day and night about the goodness of the Lord. I ain't even got to Sunday yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah. I haven't got to Sunday yet about the families returning back to the church and reuniting with the church and everything. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you, but Bertha's here. She know I ain't telling no trouble. I see her down there. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. We got somebody else here. Who is this 1111? Okay, 1111111111. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
I see you. Welcome back, Apostle.
I see you on the line today.
Hey, Pastor Chitwell.
How you doing, Ophelia?
I'm great. I'm enjoying your testimony. That was awesome.
Oh, God is good, I tell you. And then guess what? Better than that. He's better than that. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God.
Yes,
ooh-wee, I tell you, such favor was on me. I just couldn't go wrong.
Amen.
Everywhere I went, I could not go wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Dear Hopkins came and took me back to the airport and told me, said, I'm coming to get you early. Don't spend a dime. I'm buying your food today. I said, Lord have mercy. He took me out to eat. And somebody then gave him a Mercedes. Preacher then gave him a Mercedes. He's running a revival at a church and told the man he liked it. He went to sit home. And the preacher told him when he got through Friday night, said, you won't be flying home in the morning. You'll be driving home. And threw him his Mercedes keys and took him out back and said, I hid this from you. I had just bought a brand new one when you got here.
Look at
he said, I'm giving you that. And gave him an S-Class Mercedes.
Nice.
Y'all listening to me.
Hallelujah.
God can do it when you least expect. Gave the man a Mercedes. I tell you, I'm riding to the airport. He said, you sit in the back. He put on his little hat. He said, I'm honored to have you in the car, Dad. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
And he chauffeured all the way to the airport. Right, Facebook. I ain't made none of this up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, when you ride up in a Mercedes and they come to get your luggage and stuff, they treat you like a Mercedes person.
Yes, they do.
Come on, talk to me, somebody.
Come on now.
Ain't fair, but it works for me.
But it works for you.
I believe I have a chance because I may not have this chance anymore. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I see our people coming on, chiming in. You're listening to the voice of the prophet today. All you have to do is dial error code 646. That's 646-564-9818, and you can join us, praise the Lamb of God, as we talk more and more about the man named Jesus. We love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. We are moving to prayer. Wait a minute. Somebody else just looked like our girl Sylvia down over in the corner over there of the map. Praise the Lamb of God in the Carolina. Is that you, Sylvia?
It is. Hello, family.
Sylvia. That's my daughter there, I tell you. Praise the Lord. That's that preaching girl. Praise the Lord. She a preacher ring around you. Put a quarter in her and watch and see what happens. Wind her up and put a quarter. Wind up, just sing them Jesus songs for a little while. Then give her the Bible. And you are going to be, my goodness gracious, as she preached to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, granddaughter coming back up because she ain't preached for me yet, but I got to wait. I wanted to wait till she get the shakes off of her, you know, from the honeymoon and everything. Now, when the shakes get off her, we going to have her over. I'm going to have Women's Day and get all my daughters up to preach. Let all y'all preach Women's Day weekend. Yeah, that'll be beautiful. I got to get with Angel, see if we work that out. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Come on now. Who going to pray today? Which one of y'all going to pray? Do I have to flip a Holy Ghost coin? Or somebody going to say, I'll pray today?
We all ready to pray.
Y'all ready to pray?
We all ready
to pray.
Well, we're
going to let the honeymoon lady do it. She ain't been on the show today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to let the honeymoon woman do this one right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We love the Lord today because he has heard our cry and he has pitied every groan. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, come near, ye nations, to hear and hearken, you people. Let the earth hear and all that is therein. The world and all things that come forth from it. Hallelujah. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations and his fury upon all their enemies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to the slaughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just two verses out of Isaiah 34. People of God, this is a time where we need to turn our hearts to prayer. I know you all are hearing about all the death over in the Middle East with Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the bombings that's going on over there. Yeah, wars and rumors of wars, praise the Lamb of God, earthquakes in diverse places, mudslides, all the big mudslide over in Japan from the typhoon that had came through there. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, just all kinds of phenomena, this nonsensical deaths in our city. Chicago is running like a bloodbath, and all other cities are joining in, people of God. It's prayer time. We're praying for this suicide spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that's on the people of God. Satan is wearing us out. Why? Because we ain't wearing our prayer mats out. We ain't wearing our Bibles out, praise the Lamb. It's time for us to pray. And our daughter is coming at this time. Shatwan, sick and shut in, we look in your way. Those in prisons, we look in your way today.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Come on, daughter.
Hallelujah.
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 Love you today,
Father.
We
God,
love
hallelujah.
You.
Oh, glory
thank
to
you,
your
Lord.
Name, God. We come to exalt your holy name on this day, God. God, we come to give you glory and honor on this day, God. God, we come to lift up your name today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God, this is the day that you have made, God. And God, we're glad in it. We're rejoicing in it, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you. Hallelujah, God. God, even in spite of every circumstance, you still God. You still sit high and you still look low, God. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. God, we come lifting up your people on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we come asking that you would forgive us, God, of the sins that we have committed against thee today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, the things that we have said that displease you, God. God, the acts that we have committed that displease you, God. We're asking for forgiveness on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we're also asking for forgiveness of our iniquities, God. So, God, we come in repentance, God. God, we come falling on our face today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would wash us with your blood today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we might be worthy to enter into your presence today, God, in spirit and in truth today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, we ask that you would come in today, God. We invite you in on this line today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we invite you into the earthly realm today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you will come in and look on your children today, God. God, look on those that are sick and shut in today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that are in their homes, God, those that are in the hospital, God, those in the nursing home, in the prison, God, look on them in the name of Jesus, God. For God, you know their every need, God. You know the prayer that they have prayed before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you come and about them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we send your healing virtue out, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and begin to touch your children, God, those that are sick in their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you would touch them, God, as you regulate their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, send somebody that way, God, to minister to them, God, in the name of Lord Jesus, God, that minister to their minds, minister to their bodies today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh God, as we plead the blood of Jesus on them, God, oh God, as we call on the name of Jesus, God, in the name, God, everything with a name must bow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So God, hallelujah, God, God, we plead the blood of Jesus on your children today, God. Oh God, every spirit of death, God, every spirit of suicide, God, in the name of Jesus, God, every spirit of murder today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that tries to take your people out, God. God, we bind it up, God, and we cut it off at the head today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, as we take our position, God, as we take our post, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we begin to plead for your children, God. We begin to stand in the gap for them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that on our watch, God, no soul shall be taken, God. Oh God, as you begin to drop the names in our spirit, God, oh God, let us go and travail for them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name.
God, spirit of cancer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, disease, God, we put the blood of Jesus on it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, let your river flow out of our bodies, God, as we begin to plead, God, as we begin to stand in the gap, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, for family members, God, we call them back in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call the backsliders back, God, into your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, look on the sinners today, God. Turn their hearts towards you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. That a real word, God, that will cause them to come crying, God. What must I do to be saved today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, look on your children, God. Look on your teachers and preachers, God. Look on your pastors and evangelists, God. Look on the bishops, God, the apostles, God, and the prophets, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, call them back to their position, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that they may stand and preach the word, God. God, that they may stand, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, that they may compel, God, the men and women to come into the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us not forget, God, that this is not about us, God, but it's about kingdom building, God. It's about saving souls, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, let the message be, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As we begin to cry out, God, and spare man in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God,
in the name of Jesus,
word, God. Oh, God, we're willing and obedient, God, in these perilous times, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us get about your business, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as you lead and guide us, God, as you direct us, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, to stay here today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and tell them about a dying Savior, God, that died for them, God, on the cross, in the name of Jesus, God, that shed his blood for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, for your children that are walking in your will, God, for your children that are obedient, God, that are willing, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to live for you and to die for you, God, today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we send your healing virtue, God, across the waters, God, in those countries, in the name of Jesus, God. God, send ministering angels over there, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let there be saved, God. Let not their souls be lost in hell, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, let them hear a word about you, God, that will cause them to come, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, we just thank you, God, that you have given us another opportunity, God, want you, God. Thank you for another opportunity, God, to plead the blood of Jesus, God, over your children, God. Thank you for another opportunity, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God, to stand in your presence today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, hallelujah, as the highways are open, God, go into the homes, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and begin to convict our spirits, God, that we may fall on our knees today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, correct every situation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you and praise you, God. God, as we get out of the way today, God, and allow you to move, God, show us your signs, wonders, and miracles today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we call the dead back, God, the spiritual and natural, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you have given us power, God, to operate in that ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call them back, God, to you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, we send the word out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're on watch today, God. God, give us a spiritual discerning spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may see the enemy, God. Oh, God, and annihilate, God. Uproot and dismantle today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, show us how to operate, God, in the name of Jesus. For you have
in
the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You have anointed our hands for kingdom building, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. You have given us the mind of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we may think more like you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you have given us a time, God, to speak blessings and curses over blessings over your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us not speak curses over your people, God, but God, let us begin to pray for them, God. And oh, God, when we know not what to pray, God, let us begin to pray in our heavenly name, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God, that you may intercede, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. God, we just thank you for glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, God. For you are worthy of every blessing, praise, God. Oh, God, you're worthy, God, of the life that we live, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask that you will lift up Prophet Shakespeare today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as you elevate him, God, in the name of Jesus, from realm to realm, God, from dimension to dimension, God, from glory to glory, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even as he speaks, God, we see manifestation, God. God, even as he speaks, God, we hear testimony, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor, God. God, we thank you for this ministry, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the prophetic today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the many lives that have been changed, God, from the teachers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. God, we give you glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. God, you called him, God, to raise up prophets, God, in the name of Jesus, God, even in this time, God, that the word shall be spoken, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bless you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the wind of change, God, that you're blowing on your people, God. Oh, God, they shall never be the same, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the wind of change, God. Churches shall never be the same, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're blowing his name across the water, God. Oh, God, you're blowing his name to great men and women, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And as they seek him out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you have made the way for him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You have shown him favor, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we give you glory for it, God. We give you honor and praise, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God, we know the blood still works today, God. God, we know the blood still works, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you are causing him, God, to walk in places, God, that no man has ever walked, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. You're causing him to break down barriers, God. Hallelujah. That men say, what is possible, God. But God, we know that it's possible with you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory and honor, God, that you're raising up intercessors in this ministry, God, that will stand behind you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, that you're causing the youth, God, to preach the gospel today, God, because of his preaching today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, God. We give you honor today, God, in Jesus' name, God, for you're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless you today, God. God, we just give you glory, God. If we couldn't say a word, God, we'll say thank you. Hallelujah, God. We give you the highest praise today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just give you glory, God. God, send your fire today, God, to burn up everything that's not like you in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, try us with the fire today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you, God, and we give you glory and honor, God, for you're worthy, God. God, you are worthy, God. Hallelujah, God. Put a yes in our spirit today, God. God, put a yes in our spirit today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God.
My God.
Thank you for the prayers of the righteous that avail much, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for being effective, God, with the prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, give your people a new tongue, God. Release the workers of
Lord today, God. Glory, glory, glory. To the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Lord,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good. You are finna give a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God that is going to go out there. God is about to bless you, daughter. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Is the Lamb of God, my birth. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Praise the Lamb of God. I love the Lord today. Praise God. Look here. This is my, I think this is who I think it is. Is this my prophet?
It's the one and only apostle.
Is this the only one? Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
Is this the prodigal prophet?
Good afternoon.
This is my son, my brother, and my prophet Darrell Saunders. It's with us, people of God, and we thank and praise God. It's testimony Tuesday. Hallelujah. And we're going down the list right here, right now, while Shatwan is getting her breath because she ain't gave her testimony yet. Wait a minute. I got another caller. Let me see. Praise the Lamb of God. Is they going to be in line? Or is they going to, what are we going to do with them? Eric 917. Who's calling?
Mm.
Error code 917.
Jesus. Yes, God.
All
yes,
right.
God.
You're not saying anything. Error code 917.
Jesus.
All right. Then we put you back on mute until you decide you want to talk. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise God. Let's get up to the... Alphelia?
Yes, Apostle.
What you gonna tell us the Lord is doing now? Come on now. Don't get stale on us. You got to have a testimony on Tuesday. By Tuesday, you're supposed to be testifying.
God is keeping me. God is keeping me. My testimony is going to be in the future. I'm living out what God has given me right now. But I give him glory and honor for my life. He has kept me this long. I know my father is my strength and my rock. And he has brought me too far for me to turn back now. So my testimony is going to be in a book form later on in life. I'm living my testimony right now.
Oh, she said she's living her testimony right this minute. My God, my God. All right, this minute. Well, sir. All right, praise the Lamb of God. My God,
yeah.
Who next line here? Sylvia.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
Where is that God testimony today, Sylvia? Come on, don't let me down, Sylvia. Don't let me down, Sylvia. I know you got it somewhere.
God is truly showing himself faithful. That he loves me, and I'm beginning to see that he trusts me with his word and with his people.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And even my father, my mother, he is just showing himself strong. Years ago, they said my mother would be in a wheelchair by now, but praise God, even through her pain, even through her daily struggles, she's still walking and moving around. They almost dropped my daddy at the nursing home, but praise God, they just caught his foot in the blanket. So they did x-rays and all of that as well. Nothing was damaged. Nothing was broken. So even in the midst of everything, God shows himself strong and faithful. Glory
to God. They better not break nothing. We're gonna change the name. Is it going to put his name on top of the nursing home?
Yes, sir.
Tell them we're going to change the name of that place. They messed daddy. So I'm going down. You here now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my. It's just wonderful to hear your testimonies coming forth. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Dell, you next in line for the testimony. What?
Yes,
Prophet.
Just another day that the Lord has kept me.
Yes, sir.
It's just another day.
Just another day.
That the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. With my mind. Stayed on him.
God, my God.
Just another day.
Just another day.
Oh, yes.
Kept me.
Oh, he kept me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All glory and worship and praise is due to God. I mean, it's just another day that the Lord has kept me.
Yeah.
It goes on around me and next door, across the street, or in my presence. God has just kept me. Not only that, he kept me, but he kept that mother of mine. He kept my mother. Hallelujah.
Oh, to be kept.
He showed himself to be the Lord and God of my life. Hallelujah. In spite of my foolish ways that I have sometimes, he yet still show himself strong to be my God, to be my Lord, to be my Father. Hallelujah. That's why I say, just another day.
Yes, God.
Just another day.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He has kept me.
Oh, he's kept me, God. Ha!
Amen. Yes.
With my mind stayed on me.
Yes.
Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
Just another day that the Lord has kept.
Amen.
All right, Shatwan.
Yes.
Testimony time.
Testimony time. Well, this is my testimony. Hallelujah. Well, my husband made his transition to Chicago, and we thought he was going to have to.
You almost made my heart drop when you transitioned that. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. He moved to Chicago. And he relocated to Chicago. And he turned in his resignation letter because we thought he was going to have to find a job here. And when he turned in his resignation letter, they refused it because they didn't want to lose him. And they said they had a company here. They looked for a position. They didn't have a position here. But they told him that because they didn't want to lose him, that he was still going to be on the payroll and that they will find something for him to do or fly him in and out of Detroit to train people just so that he could stay on payroll. So I thank God and Reggie and him sat down and they talked about it because, you know, Reggie is still with me. And he told me, he said, Unc, whatever you got to do to make this a smooth relocation, I'm holding down the house. Because when I came, TT held down the house for me when I made my relocation. Instead of him having to hold down the house by himself, God made a way for him for my husband to come in with his job, with his same salary, and still free up finances for everybody so that God can do what he needs to do in this house. So I just thank God.
That's an authentic testimony. Hallelujah. So we accept your evidence.
And I ain't got to go to work if I don't want to. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now that is a double authentic.
Yes, it is.
Maybe when God make a way, you ain't got to punch the clock. You are blessed.
Yes,
hallelujah. God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that Shatwan is a wonder. I tell you the truth. This girl done had a grand, Prophet Dale, what you call that wedding? The girl done had a celebrity wedding.
Yes,
the celebrities in Hollywood. Outdoor wedding. Boy, I tell you, in the gazebo, all of that kind of stuff. A wonderful reception. Prophet Dale can cook, y'all. I want y'all to know that. I'm going to give his recipe away, but I'm going to tell you, everybody went back for seconds. Yes, they did, until the pot was empty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Prophet Dale. And I tell you, boy, oh, boy, what a time we had. And then I want y'all to know that Prophet Dale know how to come down the Soul Train line, too. I ain't gonna say no more. Yeah, we rejoice, boy. Don't let Raphael.
Oh Lord Jesus!
I know that Raphael couldn't even go to church. He burnt his shoes out. He couldn't go to church on Sunday. He burnt his shoes out. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. But what a wonderful celebration it was, and then to hear such testimonies. That in him relocating and this, that, and another, and praying and praying and praying. We've been praying for him because he asked me personally to pray about the transition. Praise God. He said he's the type of man that he wants to do for his wife. He wants to take care of her.
Amen.
Praise the name of God.
Amen.
God bless.
Desires of his heart. I told you all y'all shouldn't have invited Jesus to the wedding. When the wine runs out, Jesus will turn water into wine.
Oh, yes, he did.
Now, when the wine runs out, when you invite Jesus, I told you that, didn't I? Right there, y'all done messed up, and you done invited Jesus to the wedding.
Yes, they did. And Prophet, I must say, I did tell them, I said, ain't going to be no testimonies, ain't going to be none of that going on at this wedding. But when God step in, hallelujah, y'all will make a way for him to show up at the wedding.
And show up.
Hallelujah. And he made a way. I just thank God he made a way. Hallelujah.
Faith
and we had a good time in the Lord.
Hallelujah. A great example, of a beautiful Christian wedding. And we thank and praise God for Pastor Joseph, too, our good friend, who performed the wedding. I gave Shatwan away, whether y'all know it or not.
Yes, I was a big papa.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I gave my daughter away. Hallelujah. Then prophesied and claim some things hallelujah, and we had a wonderful time there in the Chicago area. Went on and preached Sunday and brought myself right on back to Detroit before I decided to stay over there. Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
That's because if I get an Italian beef, move in. If I get one of them beefs, double dip with sweet and hot. I don't know how to let it go. Hallelujah. But praise
God.
What a wonderful time. It was beautiful. I wish the whole PMS could have just got on some buses and drove and rode on down there just to stand and witness the occasion. It was just beautiful. Praise God for it. Now, there's still a way. You know, Mama said you can send go. Now, this girl got an inbox. All y'all know that. Praise, and if you didn't get a chance to come, you can always send her a gift of some kind, and money always helps. Somebody say, help me. Money will help in the trouble. Answers in all things. And you do, and I know this order of mine, $20, $10, just send something to her and just say, I'm happy for you, baby. I couldn't be there, but I just want to send you a little something. Praise God. That's the way my godmother do me. She'll send me $20 for my birthday. I just want to send you a little something to let you know I love you. That's the way that do. Mm-hmm. That works, too. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we want to put that little icing on the cake for her. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. All right. All right. We're going down the line. We're going down the line. Wait a minute. I got somebody else here. Wait. I know this number. Praise is up on the Prophet Darrell. Who is 832 area code?
Prophet Stephen.
And you better have a testimony today.
Okay.
Be quiet. You got quiet, Stephen. Stephen, where you at? Oh, Stephen got knocked out. Wait a minute. Your mic is off. Wait a minute, Stephen. I got to cut it back on. Stephen, you there?
I'm here now. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is you got a testimony today, Stephen?
I have a partial testimony. I don't know what this dream was all about, but I know God said he's going to get me.
We want to hear a testimony, Stephen. Now, Stephen, let me tell you something. It's about time for you to flip this coin over and start tap dancing on the devil's head with some praise and some testimony as you see God doing and working this thing out now. Don't let me put Prophet Darrell on you today.
The court. I know that. Oh, I'm not going back because of the dream he gave me last night. I know I can give a prophetic testimony that they're looking at those files. God showed me a dream last night that they were reviewing the files, all four of them around the table. And it was like I was in a room, and they closed the door behind them, and it's like they came out and they said they can't do anything with it and that they have to close the case. That's what he showed me in a dream. So I know God's coming through.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, then we're going to shout on that today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you're going to go around and tell people, can't nobody make you doubt him. You know too much about him. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And the Lord is making ways out of no ways for Stephen.
Yes,
praise
he
the
is.
Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
And you better learn how to shout now before the battle is. You ain't
Amen.
Just give God face and let God keep doing what he do on your behalf, young man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. As long as I've been on this show, you've been coming on this show. I'm serious. From like the second week I was on, you started coming on.
You.
Say what now, Stephen?
I said one of these days I'm going to have to meet you when you come to Houston.
Oh, man, I get down the Houston way every now and then. Praise the Lord. We're going to work that out. We'll work it out. Don't worry. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll work it out. We're going to get around to all these places and give all of you an opportunity to meet.
I mean, because part of my prayer testimony, part of the testimony is that they keep changing. You know, my mom gave me exciting news. My attorney called and they said that they changed district attorneys again and that they keep, you know, they keep flipping the mark. They keep changing things and they keep trying to, you know, the lies keep, you know, like they keep trying to make something, you know, trying to make a mountain out of a molehill and make the lies seem like they're true. And I knew right then, I said, this thing isn't going to survive much longer. And when I had that dream last night, it's like I saw them opening those files and realizing they can't do anything about it. And I've been decreeing and declaring a spirit of confusion upon them that they will not be able to do anything other than finding out my innocence. But then he showed me something last night. I guess it was a spirit of Python that was actually in the room and it was suffocating. The case was squeezing and killing the prey. Like it was killing them, like keeping them from doing anything else. Like God was actually allowing obviously the enemy was like, you know, not very happy, but there's this, it seemed like something that was in my defense was really cool too. But I don't understand the spirit of Python on that.
Prophet Darrell, tell us about that Python.
Huh?
Tell them about that Python spirit.
That Python spirit, that means it's a snake around you. And when you have anytime you have a dream about a snake, it's nothing but a devil.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a devil. But God has given you the power to stomp his head with your heel, to kill it. The only thing you got to do is keep on trampling over and believe in God and trust in God. That Python spirit just come to bring fear. Hallelujah. But God had already showed you before the enemy bring the Python, God showed you in the beginning that you already got the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and the Python,
yeah,
the Python's power is in squeezing. The Python squeezes the life out of you.
Yeah.
And you can't let these circumstances and situations and stuff squeeze the life out of you. Hallelujah. Let your faith be snuffed out. Just stay strong in the Lord. Just keep praising him, the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, joy of the Lord is your
strength.
Praise the Lamb of God. The joy of the Lord. Knowing what God is doing for you gives you joy. Satan trying to wear the saints out. People of God, y'all better hear me today. Satan is trying to wear the saints' faith out. He's trying to wear you out.
Yes,
there's only
is.
One way for to defeat that, and that is to stay in his face, stay in the face of God. Hallelujah. Goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, I got to play a little of this, and then we're going to be right back. We're going to be right back. I need about 2 minutes. I'll be right back. Praise the Lamb of God.
Say what I'm feeling.
My father of the fatherless, hallelujah. It's 1 o'clock, praise the Lamb of God, just a little bit after the hour one, and we take a station break here, praise the Lamb. You're listening to our voice. You're listening to PSM Live with Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are here in the studio today. And if you want to call in and be a part of our dynamic panel today, you can call in at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. You can be a part of our panel discussion. Just follow the prompts. Praise the Lamb of God. Also, don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, our books are in. Praise the Lamb of God, the books are in. The Prophetic Mantle, one of our members, Nicole, told us she just got hers out of the mail yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, and have not put it down since. The Prophetic Mantle is there, The Awakening, praise God. You can get your copy of that. Also, Fall on Your Knees is there, dealing with the social economical plight, praise the Lamb of God, the spiritual plight of America, the church, the home, and us as individuals. And then God has given us a recipe for restoration. It's in the book, Fall on Your Knees, Lamb of God. And then we have also, praise the Lamb, the intercessory prayer book on the call and burden of intercessory prayer, a little powerful book that helps us to understand our calling in general, praise the Lamb of God, as well as whether or not we're called intercessors or God has given us a carry for a period of time. It deals with the kingdom of intercessors. It deals with the intercessory in question. It deals with the gapper's anointing. That's a powerful anointing. Everybody can't get that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's standing in the gap. Not for everybody. People tell you they're standing in the gap, and they're not standing in the gap. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They misinterpret that, and they misappropriate their privileges. You just can't say I'm standing in the gap, baby. That is a privileged place to be, and God allows you to stand there. Pray between man and God. Hallelujah. Do you qualify to stand where Jesus stood on the cross? Do you qualify for that? Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
Yeah. You can't push a plate away for 3 days, but you standing in the gap. I don't think so. It's the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's a qualified position. Yeah, praise God. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to push on here. I see some more numbers down there. Wait a minute. I think this is my daughter, Lily. Let me see. I ain't heard her voice on here in a long time. It's like, Erica, I know that. I know it's from the Ohio area. Is this 614, Erica? Is this you, Lily?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, PSMI.
Good afternoon, Lily.
Lily, how are you?
Hello.
I'm feeling today is a great day. I just came back from my oncologist's office, and I got the news that I've been praying for.
Mm-hmm. What news is that?
Hold on, let me switch phones before my phone dies.
Okay, well, you get to switch.
Well, my surgical oncologist was really, really pushing for amputation because my cancer is rare, and where it's at, it's inoperable. He doesn't want to just go and remove it. It'll mess my foot up even more so. So he was just saying amputate. He didn't really know, because it's rare, there's not too much information out there on conventional cancer treatments. But I went into his office today, and through much prayer between me and my family and other people praying for me, he decided to dig a little more deeper, and we're going to go ahead with the chemotherapy and radiation therapy, so
yes,
I don't have to worry about
him.
And this is just in your foot?
Yes. It has not spread, thank God. It hasn't spread anywhere.
It's in your right foot.
It's in my left.
Right.
It hasn't spread anywhere. It hasn't even grown. It's just
yes, God, hallelujah.
Lily, can you still wear shoes and stuff?
I can still wear shoes. Walking is hard. I have to walk with a cane now. I can't wear my stilettos though. No, but I'm wearing special orthotics and everything, but I'm just praising God that I don't have to worry about amputation. That was my main concern. That was my biggest prayer, because I know that I beat cancer once before radiation therapy last year. I'm believing
that
I do it again.
I mean, we said in the eye and knocked out and rain. That's why I don't understand this bout, this rise up in your foot, praise the Lamb of God, unless you put Satan under your feet and he's trying to bite your heel now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But we're going to have to deal with that rascal again. Amen.
Amen.
Believe God is a God of a first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. No difference. Hallelujah. He can do it. He can send it right on back to the pit, where it belongs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's enough power on this phone right now on this line to get rid of that cancer. It's enough power
Jesus.
That God has downloaded to us if we speak healing, if we believe healing. Something coming up on me now. Praise the Lord. I was praying for you before you opened your mic, really. Because the spirit of just for healing came over me. It's the Lamb of God. While I was in intermission a few minutes ago, and I was just there praying that the Lord would release the healing miracle bomb, and here you come. Praise the Lamb of God. I know God's a healer. I don't think he is.
Yes, he is.
God. No, I know God's a healer. Yes, Lord. And I know he's able right now to heal. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. I know he's able right now to heal. How many can believe with me that God can heal this very moment?
Amen. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm a believer. I'm a walking, true, living believer. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm believing.
Lily is on my left foot right now, and I transfer it to you in the name of Jesus. I command healing. I command to wither and die. I command it to go away.
Yes, Jesus.
I rebuke you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Cancerous devil from the body of little Letitia. I command you to go. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Wrap your hand around her feet. In Jesus, you did it once. You can do it now. And when she go back, hallelujah, let her be a wonder in the eyes of the doctors again. You're able, God. I said you're able, God. We rejoice in you because you hear us. And I know you've given us power over every disease of hell. In Jesus' mighty name, show yourself mighty again. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And it is so. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe God's people. I believe his word. Prophet Dale, I've been preaching at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. And I was talking Sunday out of the passage, again out of the fifth chapter of Acts. People of God. And it bothers me when I read passages where it say, and they brought the sick from everywhere in hopes that Peter's shadow would pass by. And as many as his shadow passed by, they were healed. Then it said, all that they brought was healed of whatever disease they had. I believe our God got power today. I believe he's empowered us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. As Church of Jesus Christ, I've been teaching my people that the Bible says in the first chapter of John that he gave us power to become the sons of God. He gave
us
power to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right. He gave you power to become like Jesus. Becoming like Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And so we command the power that he has given us. Hallelujah. Not for our own glory, but that God may be glorified through his son, Jesus. We make of ourselves no reputation. In Jesus' mighty name, do it for us, Father. We love you today, and we bless you. Lily, how is my little girl doing?
She's actually in Tennessee. She's in Tennessee visiting her dad, and she will be home this Friday.
And I know you miss her like crazy.
Oh, yes, I do. And she's missing me.
Oh, my.
So.
Yeah. You missed that one. I know you missed that one. My God, what a wonderful God. I feel the presence of the Lord. It just moved from my left side to my right side. Hallelujah here. I'm watching this. I ain't never took notice of the Holy Ghost like this before. It just moved from my left side to my right side. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let's somebody else is here. Hallelujah. Erica 331.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sandra. How you doing?
I bless the Lord highly favored up in here today. How you doing on Testimony Tuesday?
Ooh, Prophet, it is hard to contain what I am feeling today. I just called to give a testimony, not for myself, but on behalf of all of God's people that God has manifested his blessings unto, because I'm rejoicing, and just being on the show this morning, and it has just, it's all over me, to, and I'm filled with joy of rejoicing of what God is doing on behalf of his people, rejoicing at the manifestation for the addition to our families, rejoicing at the manifestation for the healing Lily has just received. God is so good and so awesome. And, you know, it that just lets me know that I am not far behind. I am on my way to my blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. Well, I tell you this, our God is so awesome in the way that he is doing things right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Until anybody, praise, that is going to miss out on what God is doing, you finna miss out on the best.
Praise the
Lamb of God. You're about to miss out on the best because God is moving by his spirit and he's doing a wonderful, I mean, he's doing a wonderful work. Now, let me tell you this. A prophet wasn't playing Sunday. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord fell on me while I was up there preaching, praise the Lamb of God. I didn't have a note or nothing. And the Spirit of the Lord just started pouring that word out of my mouth fast as I could think it was coming out of my mouth. Hallelujah. And I tell you this, people of God, I'm going to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. There is trial. There is tribulation. There is persecution. And anytime, my daughter Lily's still with me, yeah. Anytime, praise the Lamb of God, you make a bold stand for Christ, persecution is
coming. Jesus.
Persecution is coming. As many of us that love Christ shall be persecuted. That's the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We shall be persecuted. As many of us that testify of the goodness of the Lord, Satan is going to try to reverse that testimony. I promise you he's going to try his best to do it. You must hold fast to your faith. You must hold fast, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To who you believe in, to what you believe in. And I dare you to stand on it. The disciples, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, were about to be killed. They were going to assassinate them, praise the Lamb of God, because the Sanhedrin Council, that religious sect, were fed up with them preaching in the name of Jesus and performing miracles in his name. They were fed up with them. They put them in jail. They locked the jail. The angel came in of the Lord and got them out of jail without unlocking the door.
Jesus.
So when the guards came looking for them, they found the jail shut up and secured, but the men were gone.
Yes, sir.
But to get them, one of them said, I just saw all of them over there in the court preaching. And they didn't. The magistrates didn't say nothing about that, about how they got out of jail. They just went to the place where they were, constrained them, and then when they constrained them, they told them to refrain from preaching and teaching in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, this is a powerful thing, brothers and sisters. And while they were doing that, praise the Lamb of God, because they're preaching the power of the resurrection. See, and that let the Jews know that they had killed their Messiah. Now, they not even thinking about all these miracles and stuff, and that, well, it, all they doing is saying, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus, and it's going on. And all these people getting healed and delivered and testifying of it. And Gamaliel stood up in the midst of the Sanhedrin Council and said, wait a minute. Before you all decide to murder these men, let me tell you something. There were other men such as Thaddeus and Judas who jumped up with their crowds and had 400 men with him and this one and that one. And they came to naught. And they some of them was killed, rest of them dispersed, and they came to naught. So I tell you what, leave these men alone. if this thing is not of God, it will come to naught. But if it is of God,
yeah,
you might see yourselves fighting with God.
Yes, God.
So they took the disciples, watch this now, and flogged them, which is 39 lashes apiece. And when they let them go, they left skipping and rejoicing and had a party prayer meeting. They told the Lord, thank you for letting me suffer for your name's sake.
Yes, God. Jesus.
Thank you for letting me go through something for you since you've died for me. There are some things that come upon us in a test form, praise the Lamb of God, but it's not really a test. God expects us to stand in the midst of persecution and trial. Hello, light bulb. And what the devil throws at us, he wants us to take it with a smile. Hallelujah. He don't want us complaining about our sickness.
Yes.
He wants us to keep rejoicing that the same God that healed me before can do it again. He is a deliverer. Hallelujah. The same God that delivered the children of Israel out of the hands of Pharaoh. The same God. They got the Hebrew boys out the fiery furnace. Same God. Delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Same God. That healed Naaman of leprosy. The same God. That caused the house to float. The same God. That rained down fire. Hallelujah. Same God. That saved me. Hallelujah. That delivered me. That set me free. The same God that filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He's still able. He's still able.
Yes.
He's still able. He's still able. He's still able.
Still
hallelujah.
Able.
Hallelujah. To do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same God. I just talked Gabby Sunday. She riding in the car. She said, Daddy, I know we change and go through changes and stuff, but can God change? And I taught her about the immutability of God while we were riding to church. When we got to church, I told her, God can't change. He can't grow old, neither can he grow young. Hallelujah. God can't move because he's everywhere.
Mm.
If he move, he'll bump into himself.
Come on.
If he turn around, he'll mess himself up. He's immutable.
Jesus.
All he can do is manifest.
Yes.
Greater and greater. Hallelujah. And she said, I understand now, Daddy. He in the very air I'm breathing. I said, baby, you got it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we went on in the church. Lily, he in the very air you breathing. There's healing air you breathing. God is in the air. In the water you drink. Because there's God in the water. Y'all just don't want to get it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's still able. He's still able. Daddy told me his nickname was Abel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Daddy took us to the beach. So I'm going to give you $5 if you tell me God's nickname. And we threw out all kinds of names. He put up his $5 bill and put it back in his wallet. And he sat there in the sand while we was running around. And we ran back to him and said, Daddy, please tell us his nickname. He said, his nickname is Abel. And he is able to be whatever you need him to be. God is able. I ain't going to remember nothing. I'm going to remember that. My God is able. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I love him today. I love me some Jesus. I love me some Jesus.
Come on.
I love me some Jesus today.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to get to the church tonight. See, it's our hour of power. There at the TCA, we're going to be there tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I can release another impartation on this evening to the people of God that's coming. My God, and God's doing something at the church. The prophet there, they're joining, they're coming back. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The whole Sunday, kind of,
yeah.
Of a reinstatement, praise God, with tears in their eyes, coming back.
Yeah,
coming
so
back
good.
To and
hallelujah.
We thank him.
Jesus.
He's doing hallelujah. Oh, he keeps making a way out of no way. He keeps turning the volume of his blessings
it is
up.
Great.
He's going out, praise the Lamb of God. He keeps doing it. And I'm just smiling, just watching God. Just watching God. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to live for Christ, if you're going to praise the Lord. Y'all listen to be good now. If you're going to be the witness, if you're going to be the person that's going to preach the gospel and be a gospel carrier, guess what? You're going to have to be some trouble bearer, too. You have to bear some troubles. God's work tools are your experiences. God uses your experiences as his work tools to chisel you into who he needs you to be. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your circumstances and your situations are your faith shapers. God is shaping your faith. He's the author and the finisher. He's shaping it just the way he wants it to be. Praise the Lamb of God. And then when you are ready, he's going to let you become, praise the Lamb of God, the developer of somebody else's faith. He's going to allow you to be seen, praise the Lamb of God, in a way that nobody has ever seen you before. Just get ready for what God is doing. Remember the words God has spoken over you when you were well. Remember the promise that he made you when all was well. And ride out the storm. Just ride it out. Praise the Lamb of God. Just ride it out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just ride it out. Praise the Lamb of God. I will wait for you. Hallelujah. You are the sun in my horizon.
Yes,
I will
God.
Wait. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Though the night be long, weeping may endure for that night. But there's a thing that's called joy that will come in the morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of us laugh through the night. Some of us whine through the night. Some of us cry through the night. Hallelujah. How will you handle the night? The morning is going to come. Praise the Lamb of God. The morning is going to come. It's how you handle the night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Some can rest during the night. Some can't. Praise the Lamb. Some sleep right through everything that they ever go through. They just sleep right through it. Peaceful and calm. Because they trust in a God that watches over them. Hallelujah. A promise he made, Prophet Daryl, I will never forsake you. Neither will I leave you. Never forsake you. Neither will I leave thee. I found those words to be true. Hallelujah. God is so good. I'm sitting on the plane, and we was about to go through some turbulence. Well, they hadn't announced it or anything. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and said, be at peace, for I'm on the plane with you. And it wasn't 3 minutes till the captain hit that light and said, we're about to go through some severe turbulence. Everyone, stewardess, get in your seat. And fasten your seatbelt. And people was grabbing their chest and all kinds of things. And I was sitting there just as calm, looking out the window with a peace that surpasses understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has spoke to me already and said, I'm on this plane with you. Praise the Lamb of God. God tell me that if the plane go down, I'm going to be sitting in my seat with my leg crossed.
Oh, yes, God.
When they find the plane, I'm going to be right there sitting in my seat with my leg crossed, waiting on somebody to come.
Yes, God.
I know that's right, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lamb. That's just my level of faith and trust
like that. Yeah.
In the God I serve. Praise the Lamb of God. My Bertha.
Hi, Prophet. How you doing?
My Bertha, I let you go somewhere to witness to somebody Sunday. Now you can't talk like you didn't preach.
No, I didn't preach. I did sing.
And amen.
I had a voice. I had a voice until last night. God came
all
in and
came from
one out. Wednesday night prayer call last night. That's where my voice went, Prophet. I had my voice yesterday.
All last night. Now, where's your testimony? What you got to say?
My testimony is I thank God that he is my life, but more so I just thank God for those that he has prophesied a word through me for. Friday, I got two calls back-to-back for the manifestation of the word that God has spoken. And the life prophet Alicia, the Lord has spoken a word through me to tell her that she was going to get a truck, and it was going to be navy blue. She called me Friday and said, I'm driving in the manifestation. I got the truck, and it's a 2011 navy blue GM. I'm like, oh, my God.
Amen.
So I just thank God that he sends that confirmation to let me know what he speaks through me comes directly from him, and that he has called me to the office of the prophetess because he keeps sending back confirmation. One young lady, I told her, if she called me, was in a frantic. God says, don't worry, all of your bills will be paid. She called me Friday, they're all paid. And I just give God all of the glory. I take none for myself for what he is doing in me. And I thank God because I'm even seeing prophecies that are being manifested in me. It might not be about money, but I'm thanking God for the spiritual manifestations of the rest come later. As I was ministering in song on Sunday, God just used me as he always does. And the bishop says, I need you, and I need you now. And I looked at him and told him, God bless you. And Prophet Alicia says, I don't think he want to ask your pastor, can you come over here and sing? I say, I don't either, because he just don't know the answers already. No. But I just thank God that he uses me the way that he does, and that when he used me, that it ministers to people's hearts and it reaches them. And thank you again for letting me go Sunday.
Amen.
See that? Every time I let her go, somebody try to steal her. Every time I let her go somewhere, she go show out. Then somebody want to steal her. I don't know.
That's the
I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying.
Amen.
Say what now?
That's letting you know that you got some good stock, man. That's letting you know.
Amen.
Anybody want to steal your man? You got some good stuff going on.
All right, then. Come on now. Let's steal,
kind of steal her. Okay. I'm gonna take it for granted then that all is going to be all right. Prophet Dale just told me to be happy about it. Okay. But Prophet, I wonder why she ain't speaking no word over you and me. That's gonna come to pass real quick. Now that's the real problem, ain't it, Prophet?
Oh yeah.
We want one of them instantaneous
blessings. Yeah.
We want one of them instantaneous sisters breath. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Let me see. Wait a minute. We got another call. Hold on, Bertha. Praise God. This is 3132. Uh-oh. There's somebody here. Who is this? 313-579.
Praise the Lord, Prophet, people of God.
And praise the Lord.
The real Charlene.
It is the original, the one and only.
Oh, this is Dr. J. I'm going to just calm down right quick. My big on the line. How you doing, sis?
I'm wonderfully well.
She wonderfully well. I like that. I'm wonderfully well. Go ahead and talk to us, then. We listen.
God is just good.
All the time.
He's good. Well, before I say anything else, Bertha has a dual membership. She our member, too.
Yeah, Bishop Middleton told me that already. Bishop Middleton told me that already. Yeah, well, she got about 5 memberships. Y'all just don't know about it.
Oh, my goodness.
She's cheating on everybody. I'm just going to let you know that, all right?
Everybody thought she was a member.
She come to everybody's church so much, everybody think she a member of their church.
So we claimed her ever since she is our member. You know, she has the same rights and privileges.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. We praying. The Lord is going to accept.
I hope they give me some greens, but anyway, God is good.
Yes, he is.
I am so grateful and so thankful today. I was sitting here trying to be quiet, and as I have to give my awesome, wonderful testimony, anything that God does is awesome and wonderful in my book.
Amen.
But they're deposits that people make in our life and that they've been making all along. But it's one thing, that thing you said years ago, wow, man, whoa. That's the time when it finally comes together.
Mm.
You have clarity, and nobody else has explained it to you at that point. You know
right.
That. I'm so glad that I know.
Jesus.
You said so much that was pulling on my heartstring today. Nobody has to validate you at this point.
Come on.
That's right.
You know it for yourself. You know who you are.
Jesus.
You know whose you are.
Yes,
and you
Lord.
Can stand on your own.
You stand on your own.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. I'm just blessed. I'm at that
Hallelujah.
Point now. Where you're ready and willing to do exactly what God says and how He says it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Over. Now that's a testimony in itself, but I just bless God for what He's doing in me right now. You know, that if it were left up to others, you know, I'd have been done a long time ago. But I'm so glad that my everything is in Him.
Mm.
He is my absolute.
Yes,
and
God.
And because He is, He supplies my every need.
Jesus.
And I guess I can say, too. No, I can't say. I'm living my testimony. But I'm telling it
yes,
as God. I go.
Amen.
I'm just excited and happy today about what God is doing. You know,
praise God.
When He begins to speak to you and you can hear Him clear, and you know
yeah.
it's God. You know, that's okay, I'm calm down, but that's the testimony. And I have come to
Thank
myself.
You.
I know who I am and whose I am, and I can stand on my own.
Jesus.
My God. You know
Prophet,
what, Dr. J, you don't know you're ministering to me, God.
But I know to whom I belong.
Now,
there's nothing wrong with others thinking.
Don't start
as long as I know to whom I belong.
We know.
Just give me brownie points again.
Okay, we know you're Prophet's member.
That's right.
But you have an honorary membership. you know, at other churches.
Can we leave this alone?
Brownie point and make the green. Charlotte, stop
Charlotte,
get back in good grace.
You was really ministering to me without even knowing it. The you know, I've been through a little bit and here recently, and there's one thing to overlook somebody, and there's another thing to underlook somebody. When you underlook somebody,
that's
is
right.
When you go up under them and pull the rug from under their feet.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even know you're going down there. You dig the dirt from under them. Well, anyway, in all of this that I just came out of, I have resolved, praise the Lamb of God, to do exactly what you just said, and I didn't even hear myself ministering that, but what you brought out of it, what God spoke to you out of it, of standing on your own because you know who you are and you know to whom
right.
you belong. And I done got some phone
that's
calls,
right.
people tell me, well, we know you're depressed. I said, you know, why are you going to tell me I'm depressed? You ain't talked to me, and you're going to tell me I'm depressed? I said, I'm not depressed at all. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, how can I be depressed over, you know, what you all are dealing with and talking about when God is calling my name in the spirit to me? I don't have time to be depressed about what people do. People do what they want to do.
Right,
God.
Right. Amen.
And, you know, these things that they want to manipulate in and play head games with and stuff, be my guest. Because when the deal falls, it can take the apostolic authority and position from me in which I walk. Nobody can do that
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody can do that but God. No one can take favor off me but God.
Amen.
You may not favor me, but that don't remove the favor of God off of me.
Exactly. There you go.
Hey,
by God, not by man.
He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When I look around, all six of my grandkids was up here in my apartment on Sunday, all healthy, jumping up, falling, kissing on me, hugging me all around my neck. What more joy can you have? My family is healthy. We are
Amen.
Doing fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The last time I checked, the light bill was paid. So what I'm fretting about? I'm fretting about nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you recognize that your call is of God and not man, don't ever get discouraged, people of God, about a position a man gives you and takes away. As long as you know your godly position.
Amen. Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
And nobody can take that from you. Nobody. Nobody can take that from you. It's like going to school and getting your degree. Can't nobody take it away from you. They can take the paper and burn it, but a degree
right.
is on the inside of you. It's the knowledge
Amen.
That you have. Can't nobody
yep.
take that away from
right.
you.
Jeez.
Praise the
That's
Lamb cool. of God. Oh, yeah, they can throw me in a dungeon, but they can't take child of God off me. They can put me in jail and nobody never see my face again. I'll be a child of God in jail.
Amen.
That's the way you have to have solid confidence in who you are in God.
Yes.
People will mess you up.
That is true.
People will mess you up.
Yes, they will.
Unless your hope is built on nothing less.
Jesus' blood.
Yeah. And his righteousness.
Yes.
And when you dare not trust the sweetest frame but wholly lean to his name on Christ,
right.
the solid rock you stand, I promise you, every time they think they didn't pull the rug, they have you over to a higher position. Just
yes,
watch God what he do
Jesus.
For you now. Hallelujah. Just watch God what he does for you next. And if they don't be careful, to make them your waiter and your waitress. Hallelujah. At the table God has prepared for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If they don't be careful. If they don't be careful.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. Our God is an awesome God. And there is nothing he cannot do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust in him, people.
Yeah.
Trust in him, people. Trust in him. With your whole heart. With your whole heart. With all your mind. With all your soul and all your spirit. Trust in God. And watch what God does for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now somebody can go and take my words and twist them any way you want to. Have fun. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to know today, hallelujah, that I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm comfortable. In my skin, I am comfortable. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I like that, Michael. I'm comfortable in my skin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I know in whom I believe. I know in whom I trust.
Yes.
I know in whom I serve.
Yes, God.
I've never served a man. I hear him talking about if you serve one man and then you serve a man, I've never served a man. I have always served God. And
right.
From him, I have always looked for my reward.
Amen.
Okay, somebody going to get that when they get about 50.
Yes,
praise
okay.
The Lamb of
yes.
God.
Right. Yes.
Hallelujah. You'll get that later. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. We got another call. Error code 252. Your mic is hot.
God bless you, sir. How are you?
Who's calling?
This is Prophet Pearson.
Carlos, amigos. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I am blessed on the Lord, highly favored. I know you got a word for me. I'm waiting on it, too. I'm sitting with my seatbelt on. What you call to tell me, man?
I call to have prayer, my friend, and get prayer from you, and you want me to have a word for you. But I can give y'all I can share with y'all what I said with the people of God last night. I came out of Exodus chapter 16 last night where the Lord was talking to Moses, and he was giving giving Moses instructions, and as he was giving him instructions, you had the Israelites up there complaining about what Moses was doing, and they were grumbling and griping. But they were grumbling and griping against God. They was talking against God. And I left the people of God a message last night and told them, don't be like the Israelites. Amen. He has already delivered us from Egypt. He's already delivered us from Israel. Amen. Why should we always feel like that we are bound when God has came and set us free? The Bible says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So why not walk in the liberty and justice that God has already gave us and walk into the life that God has died on the cross for the remission of our sins? When he went to Calvary's cross, he took every excuse that we could ever have to Calvary's cross for the remission for our sins. And so therefore we as a body of Christ realize that the Bible says that the thief coming by night to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said that I come that you may have life and that you will have it more abundantly. The abundant life that God wants us to live is not us to live in poverty, but God wants us to live the life that he intended for us to live from the time that he created us in our mother's womb.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
So therefore, we as a body of Christ, we got to come up to par. And God began to deal with me about the apostles of today's church. The apostles of today's church. Let me tell y'all something. We find it as it was a while back. We heard a word about any and everybody being bishops, and it's the same thing with the apostles. You got these folk being apostles, and they ain't been through anything. You got people being apostles, and they are not charging the government order. They have been apostles. They're not going to establish churches nowhere. They're calling themselves apostles. They are not doing what God intended for them to do. But foremost, when they first went into the office, because whenever God gives, before you go into something, God is going to give you precise instructions. And when he gives you precise instructions, it's for you to walk in the obedience of God. Let me tell y'all something. The people are walking in disobedience, and in disobedience is as witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, rebellion is witchcraft, my brother. But there are a lot of and Jesus told us this would be. There's a lot of false apostles, the household of, the seven churches of Asia Minor. When we get into the latter churches, he said those who call themselves apostles but are not, they are liars. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yep.
God Christ ain't appeared to them and called them to nothing. And he sure ain't giving them no power. They're powerless. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yep.
They are walking in Craig Oliver lectured on Friday in Full Gospel. He talked about chasing after chains and these colored shirts and cords. And then when you get them, you have no integrity to hold on to them. You have no experience to establish you. And you have no education, praise the Lamb of God, and wherewithal in order to sustain you. And no Holy Ghost to empower you. And that's a sad thing to see somebody sitting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, getting a chain and a cord and a colored shirt and saying you're an apostle or a bishop or something of that nature, and God has not set you in the office. It's like somebody getting an honorary degree and running around calling themselves a doctor.
Mm-mm.
Come on now. A surgery if I put all the in front of you.
Right.
So why are you gonna put doctor behind your name and you know you don't have the education? You're gonna wind up looking like a fool somewhere. Sooner or later they're gonna call you doctor and they're gonna get in a conversation with you and they're gonna find out you're an idiot.
Amen.
Don't nobody do that. People who want to be something because they ain't never been nothing. If you don't have the pudding, then you just shouldn't have the title. Don't be an apple pie and there's no apple in you. Don't let nobody call you that. Hello, Light Bubs. I'll say it to anybody. Praise the Lamb of God. Let people make you something. Don't let nobody set you in something or call you to be something, and God has not spoken.
Amen.
There is no evidence. Hello, Light Bulb.
Amen.
That reminds me of the word.
Just came on here, praise the Lamb of God. They had her singing on the praise team and wouldn't let her prophesy. And God's calling all over her life. And since she got loose from that, and hands laid on her, and the mantle laid on her.
Jesus.
Stop her from prophesying accurately.
Thank you, God.
Low light bulbs. But the reverse of that is you allow somebody to set you in something that you're not qualified for.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ready, and you don't want to live a disciplined life.
Jesus.
You don't have the wisdom.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't have the experience. Ain't nobody taught you nothing.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's why so many preachers and people just sitting around churches and pulpits and things of this nature looking like they are part of the furniture. And they ain't doing no ministry.
Mm-mm.
God calls you. He qualifies you. He sanctifies you.
That's
he
it.
Glorifies you.
That's
and
it.
Your gift make room for you.
Amen. I'm just thinking that.
Hello, Light Bulb.
I'm just in my Amen. Lane. I'm in my lane.
Your gift will make room for you.
Mm-mm. And again,
When you run around begging people, you should get me over to preach for you. You should get me over to do a revival. You should get you done. That ain't God. They will call you like people call pastors call me who have never met me and said, Prophet Shakespeare, my cousin was talking about you. I can't get you out of my spirit. I woke up this morning and I was praying over the revival, and all I can hear is Prophet Shakespeare, will you come do my revival for me?
Jesus.
God will do it.
Yes,
he will put you in the hearts of people.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they will break protocol to bring you in.
Okay.
When God is spoken. And when you go, God will make easy and successful your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But if everybody want to be something that God ain't called them to, everybody running around doing money, doing this and doing, trying to get a hold on this, so you can be somebody. Just be who God has called you to be. Do what God told you to do.
Right.
That's hello, light bulbs.
Come on.
That's all you got to do.
Right.
And be relaxed and be comfortable in your own skin.
Yes, God.
And don't mind telling somebody the word no, N-O. No, God ain't called me to that. I'm not, that's not my anointing. I ain't doing it. I'm sorry.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Praise the Lamb of God. And God will, he will call you up higher if you be faithful on what he calls you to.
Yes, God.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
He'll make you ruler over many if you be faithful over that little thing that he called you to. Praise the Lord. The women was over there eating in the pancake house. I bought their food because they were bashing the church. And they came over to tell me, thank you. I said, I just wanted you all to know that everybody in church is not bad.
Amen.
And they dropped their heads, and then I started ministering. And I said, woman, don't you ever. You said you've been doing that for 18 years at that church. Now somebody going to say something negative and you going to walk out. You go back. You reclaim your spot that God put you in and get it in and stay and work till the day is done.
Amen.
And be to God and stop looking at people. Be faithful to God and stop looking at people. When you're faithful to God, you can walk away from anybody.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Hello, light bulb.
Yeah.
When you hear the voice of God say move, you can move. But we get wrapped up in people.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, please.
I don't
come
know.
On.
I got. Yeah. I've been around there. I just, they need me. And what did God tell you to do?
That's it.
Okay. I'll leave my mama and my dad. I change the scripture. When I forsake my mother and my father, it'll be because the Lord then told me to do something.
Okay.
I ain't found nobody I can't leave.
Come on now.
Like,
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. I love y'all today, but I'm telling y'all the honest God truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you the honest truth. Straight up with no mixture. You're supposed to love the Lord your God above everybody.
Yes.
And if you don't, you ain't worthy to follow him.
Come on, man.
That. The first order is to deny yourself.
Yes.
Take up your cross and follow me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't know what y'all call to then. I really don't.
Come on now.
Jesus.
If God told you to serve a man or serve a position in your church, then you serve and be faithful.
Amen.
That's why I'm a servant.
Told you to be the armor bearer for that man or that woman of God, then you serve him like glue.
Amen.
Well, yes, that's why I love Pastor Swan. Yes, I do.
But if he ain't smoke, then and you want to do that, then you do it. But don't you be doing it talking about, I'm doing this because God told me to do it, and God ain't told you to do it.
Right. Amen.
God has a grace for you. There's provision for the vision. And there's a grace that he places on you. And when God gets ready to move you, he'll remove the grace. You won't be able to stay there.
No
problem. I said it. I said it. I meant it. And I ain't going to take it back. Hallelujah.
Speak the truth.
They don't like me because I tell the truth.
We love
don't
it.
Like, but I'm going to tell it until Jesus come back. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus. I love Jesus. And if he tell me to go over to Zarephath tomorrow, I'm on my way. He said, go to the brook. Going to the brook. He said, climb up on Mount Carmel. I'm gone.
Amen.
Okay.
Jesus.
Carlos, I think I didn't get you a word by now. You might, Bobby didn't got it. You mighty quiet.
I'm just sitting here listening. You hitting on a little bit of everything. If I told you exactly what's going on right about now, you wouldn't.
My God. That's all you have to do, people of God. And stop worrying about what man can do to you. What can man do to you when God is for you?
Amen.
Nothing. Let him run his mouth. Let him lie. Let him manipulate. And I tell you this, there's a song we used to sing, and I still love it. If you dig one ditch, you better dig two.
Right.
The one you dug for me, baby, I know it's for you. We out of time. We got to go. We got to go, people of God. I love you
Jesus.
All. Tomorrow is Worship Wednesday, and we will be right here, praise the Lamb of God, prophesying and telling the truth some more. Until tomorrow, be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.